Hundreds of people gathered just outside Yellowstone National Park yesterday for a ceremony celebrating the birth of a rare white bison inside the park. Many Native Americans believe such a birth is both a blessing and a warning. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach was there.
Near a dark blue lake outside Yellowstone National Park under cloudy skies, the crowd is silent as Lakota spiritual leader Arvel Looking Horse takes the stage. He stands behind an altar of bison skulls and burning cedar and sage.
This is a very momentous time in our history.
Wearing a white and black feathered headdress with red beads, 70-year-old Looking Horse tells the crowd he didn't think he'd live to see this day. He says the birth of the white bison, which many indigenous people call a buffalo, is comparable to the second coming of Jesus Christ, in that when he first heard a white calf had been born,
my heart is so heavy. I just want to cry now. I can't believe that this is happening.
White bison are sometimes born in captivity to parents with cow DNA. Yellowstone staff have not confirmed the recent birth, but Looking Horse says this one, which has been photographed by tourists, is completely wild and fulfills the white buffalo calf woman prophecy. He says she came to the Lakota people 2 millennia ago and taught them how to live peacefully together and pray. And she said next time she returns,
Mother Earth, Ujimaka, is going to be sick and has a fever.
Patty Baldus from the Northern Arapaho and Northern Paiute tribes traveled about 5 hours from the Wind River Reservation for the ceremony. She says she feels a bit scared for the change the prophecy predicts, but
following the lead of something that, you know, we're not fully aware of and respecting the unknown is really important to me.
Looking Horse says the prophecy speaks of an uptick in disasters like earthquakes, wildfires, and more viruses if we don't better protect the earth and the sacred buffalo. Yellowstone National Park is currently debating how large its bison herd should be allowed to grow. The ceremony ends in song. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Merzbach in West Yellowstone, Montana.